Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Darren Frahill joins us now with sports news. Good morning,
Joan.
Darren.
A very good morning to you. And let's start with the Euros. Lots of drama last night. Again, Spain beat Albania 1-0, so they maintained their 100% record at the finals. But Italy came back from the brink and they secure passage to the next phase. The Italians came from behind to draw with Croatia 1-1 to take second place in that group. Croatia looked like to be on their way to the next round until the Italians score deep in injury time. 8 minutes into injury time. Group C will be completed tonight as the leaders England look to win against Slovenia to secure top spot. That game is live on RT2 this evening and will be live to Germany in the next hour to look ahead to that particular game. Denmark meets Serbia in the other game, so both Slovenia and Denmark are on 2 points and they're 2 points behind the leaders England. The English team has been getting much criticism back in their own country, but manager Gareth Southgate has, as you can imagine, backed his group.
Our performance will have to speak for itself. I can stand here and sit here and talk as much as I like, but it's irrelevant until we go on the pitch and perform. So I'm going to be judged on the way the team play, and I understand that, and I'm comfortable with that. This is about a team functioning, a team winning, a team having the right mentality, a team working together to get results. It's not about individuals. If it's about individuals, then you're not going to succeed. So progress, big nights, exciting tournaments have been about a team. Yes, important players within that team, but the ethos of this group is about team.
In Gaelic games, Down's Oisin Savage has been ruled out of the Tailteann Cup final against Laois in just under 3 weeks' time with a broken jaw. He suffered the injury on Sunday with the play held up on the field for about 6-7 minutes while he received treatment. He'll have surgery on that injury today and we wish him the very best. The Irish Sevens rugby teams know what's ahead of them for the Olympics as the draws were confirmed for the competitions. The men's squad are to face New Zealand, South Africa and Japan, and the women will take on Australia, Great Britain and South Africa in the pool stages. So two very, very tough draws indeed. Sam Bennett will return to the Tour de France for the first time in 4 years when it begins in Florence on Saturday. Now the sprinter has been selected on the Decathlon AG2R La Mondiale team. He was the winner of the green jersey for his victory in the points classification back in 2020. The Irish men's hockey squad has been confirmed for the Olympics. The team will be captained by Sean Murray. The Dubai Duty Free Irish Derby takes place this weekend and there will be live coverage here on RTE. Let's hear from a man called Freddie Tillicky. Freddie is a former flat jockey and he sustained injuries in a fall in Kempton in 2006 and he's been wheelchair bound ever since. Last year he was asked by the Gredley family to buy them a horse at the sales and he turned out to be ambient friendly and he is now the favourite to win the big race in the Curra on Sunday. He's been speaking with Dave Keena.
I'm very much looking forward to it. He's the horse of a lifetime, to me anyway, so for me. I'm sure the Gredleys are saying the exact same. It's hard to come across good horses. And yeah, look, you know, any agent that sort of goes off and buys a young horse at the sales is obviously hoping that it turns out to be quite decent or decent enough. And this was the case. So yeah, I'm very much looking forward to it. And I think everyone else is on the same boat.
Explain to people who don't know, what were your connections and, you know, who would you have been connected to back home in Ireland?
Yeah, so I had my very first job at the Curra with Dermot Weld. It was a long, long time ago now, many, many years ago. So that's where I started off and went to school in Ireland. I ended up being in Jim Bulger's for 3.5 years as well. So, yeah, no, I've done my time there and I learned my trade very well. And there's no better place than Ireland to learn this trade, I suppose, in my opinion anyways. And yeah, it taught me for life. So yeah, a lot of fun memories.
And that's your sport for now.